Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 80th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is underway, but not without a major speed bump to the plans. Rally officials expect a much smaller turnout this year than prior anniversary years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us to talk about the rally this year, we've got SDPB's Lee Strubinger with us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio and SDPB's Rapid Studio Space. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet, Lori.
All right. What are rally officials expecting this year in terms of turnout?
Yeah, well, it's anybody's guess. The city of Sturgis says it expects about 250,000 people to attend this year, which is down by about half from any kind of normal year, let alone, an anniversary year like the 80th. The 75th rally was really particularly huge, a large turnout there. I think it was the record. But the 250,000 people, that's kind of a best guess, and there's honestly really no way to know beforehand. You know, are bikers across the country stir crazy and see Sturgis and South Dakota as a pandemic getaway? Or, you know, will they be staying home and fearing exposure to the COVID-19 virus? Christina Steele is the public information officer with the city of Sturgis, and she says they're anticipating a down year, especially from what they were expecting in January before the coronavirus reached the states.
It's really difficult to try and estimate how many people are going to come at any given time. We just don't have registrations and things like that we can use as data points to track that. We never really know how many are here until the event is over, and even then it's just our best estimation.
And I'll remind you all how the officials calculate that attendance. It's based on a few things. One of them are traffic counts by the Department of Transportation, which go down today. They don't count for the weeks before and after, which generally there's a somewhat of a turnout for that as well. Garbage hauled within the city of Sturgis, Mount Rushmore traffic counts, sales tax collections, and vendor licenses issued in Sturgis. The only figure we really have right now is vendor licenses, and those are down by a significant amount this year.
So what are the campgrounds anticipating?
I spoke with Rod Woodruff, who is the owner of the Sturgis Buffalo Chip, one of the largest campgrounds in the Sturgis area. It's one of those picturesque with Bear Butte to the north type areas. He said the campground has experienced cancellations, though he wouldn't really tell me at what kind of level. But he says a lot of would-be rallygoers rescheduled for next year's Sturgis. And Woodruff told me that apart from it being the 80th annual rally, you know, this year it's getting, you know, prominent attention for being the first nationally prominent motorcycle rally and music festival in the United States that hasn't canceled.
We know what the CDC guidelines are. All the people that are coming here know what the CDC guidelines are. Like I said, these folks are mature people are coming. They know the risks they're taking. They know what's necessary in order to minimize the risks of that infection. And that's kind of the sentiment of probably the majority of the people that are here. They're willing to take some risks. They're willing to have some inconveniences. They know that if they catch this virus, there's a chance that it's going to be deadly.
Some musical acts that were supposed to perform the Buffalo Chip, they canceled once it was apparent the virus wasn't going anywhere anytime soon. You know, since a lot of tours have been canceled, you know, it wouldn't really behoove acts like ZZ Top to travel all the way out to South Dakota if they aren't playing gigs along the way.
Sure. Well, earlier this week, Governor Kristi Noem was on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News, and she was touting several events the state has already had. Let's take a listen.
We had the first spectator attended professional sport. The professional bull riding was held in South Dakota. We had the July 3rd event and saw no increase in cases because of that crowd that gathered to celebrate our country's freedom and independence. People have been gathering. We've been back to normal for over 3 months here in South Dakota. So we know we can have these events, give people information, let them protect their health, but still enjoy their way of life and enjoy events like the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. We hope people come. Our economy benefits when people come and visit us.
I wanted to zero in on her statement about no increase in cases from the July 3rd fireworks show. The number of daily reported COVID-19 cases has increased since July 3rd. The State Department of Health officials haven't linked any of those cases to the state and the state-sponsored fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. But it's also worth noting and pointing out that there were attendees from at least 12 other states, and Sturgis attracts a similar but larger crowd of bikers from across the country. I spoke with Dr. Shankar Kura, the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health in Rapid City. He's a regular guest on In the Moment. You know, and he told me that a large crowd from all over the country just makes it difficult to track the spread of the disease.
You have to get the transmission chain. Epidemiology is difficult in that sense, especially when you have out-of-town visitors. Hmm.
Shankar Kura and other South Dakota healthcare providers have been talking to us from the beginning of this pandemic. I remember early on the whole concept of a super spreader summer was, you know, heavy on their minds. So Monument Health will provide 1,300 coronavirus tests for Sturgis residents. Has that eased the concerns of people who live there who were hoping and asking for the city to postpone the rally?
If it has, I would say only slightly, based on the folks that I've talked to. One of those folks was Linda Chaplin, who's lived in Sturgis for 60 years. And the former school teacher wishes the state took a tougher stance on large crowds and gatherings and the rally. And, you know, she says that it should have been canceled.
And we have schools getting ready to start, you know, a couple of weeks after the rally. And it just feels extremely irresponsible for us to host the rally. You know, it feels kind of like we're a guinea pig for, well, gosh, Sturgis is out there having a rally. Let's see what happens to them.
And Chaplin thinks that the city should have voted in the spring whether to hold the rally or not. You know, recall that the city officials and city council met in June to decide whether to postpone the rally or have some kind of unofficial observance of the rally and postpone the 80th until next year. But she says waiting until June just felt a little too late because, you know, the behemoth that supports, you know, the rally that brings upwards of, and on any given year, 500,000 people, it had already started rolling.
The fact that they chose to wait until June pretty much says to me that it was sort of a done deal, quite honestly, because by June, you know, vendors and people had to make their products and things had to be set in motion by June for an August rally.
But, you know, that kind of cancellation is easier said than done because, you know, no one really owns the rally and it impacts the entire Black Hills region.
Yeah. Huge economic impact every year too. So we'll be looking at that in the days ahead. You went to Sturgis and found some people who are there or on their way there. Give me an idea of who you've met recently.
Yeah, I met a nice couple from Shakopee, Minnesota, who was out. They decided to come out a week before the rally, before the main event starts today. And, you know, they're just, I guess you could say they're almost addicted to Sturgis. I was talking with them about their 2003 jet black Harley Davidson Sportster. It's a 1200. And they're super proud of it. It's the 100-year anniversary bike. They got 75,000 miles on it. And on the rearview mirror on their handlebars, they have 13 different day pass things wrapped around it and it from the Custer State Park day entry. And they're just super, super proud of that number of times that they've been out to the rally. But they left today, and when they get back home, they're going to quarantine for 14 days. And they said in the 13 years that they've came, they've never had a bad experience. So that's just, you know, people just love the rally. It's a huge deal.
It's important to them, to not only to the community, you know, sometimes we overlook, you know, as we think about numbers and details and decisions, it's easy to overlook how meaningful this journey is for people. What were they doing, though, to do that safely? And being on the back of a motorcycle seems like an inherently you know, a safe way to avoid a virus, maybe, but compared to other ways, I guess, relatively speaking. But how are they kind of navigating those times when they have to get off their bikes and go get gas, get food, you know, be near other people?
Yeah, so they were carrying around hand sanitizer and keeping their hands sanitized as much as possible. One of the things that they were also doing was avoiding large crowds. And if they ever found themselves surrounded by other people, they would just whip out their masks and put them on and try to leave. They have four daughters, and each of their daughters have, you know, grandkids. One of their daughters was an RN. So they, you know, understood, you know, the risks of the virus. But again, the pull of Sturgis brought them out for the week before. It's hard to say how, you know, packed it will get until, you know, we're in the thick of it.
Lee Strubinger, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks for having me, Lori.